Hey y'all, it's your bad bitch duo, Arize.
And Gabriel with the next.
And we're here to introduce you to our new podcast,
Let's Talk Erotica.
Well, hello, Gabriel.
Well, hello, Arize. Or should I say, Arizeb? Okay, that is a good segue. Thank you. I get very creative under the spiritual plant.
That's true. You do, and so do I.
Very good. Okay, so the reason why I called you Arizeb is because... Imagine you just start crying. I would lose it.
I would die, but no. The reason that he said it was them is because I am someone who identifies as gender non-conforming.
Ooh, and tell me what that means.
That is something I don't want to explain because you just will drag me. But yeah, it's that.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody tell them congratulations.
Thank you. I always wanted this. I'm so excited. Thank you. But anyway, yes. Okay.
Well, it's exciting.
For me, and do you have anything exciting to tell us?
Ooh, okay. Well, you know, sexuality is on a spectrum, and I do believe that I could be sexually attracted to a multitude of people, no matter what the race is.
See, you know what? This is not that type of episode.
I meant, oh shit, what did I mean?
Multiple, like, genders and...
Oh. I sound so bad.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Well, yeah, regardless of race, because white people are iffy for me. But other than that,
That's true.
Yeah. I'm very fearful of dating somebody who's white.
I can't do it. I really cannot.
Me neither. And it's not because... It's not... I know, like, when white people do it to us.
It's kind of like a...
It's like a...
race thing.
A race thing. Which, technically, it is. Because if you ask somebody, oh, why is that your preference? And they can't give you, like, five good reasons why it is or why it's not. Then that's just you being racist. No, having racial biases.
Racial biases.
Yes. Right? You know... Good on my terms out here because I've been doing yes, so that's why you need to know what you're gonna talk about so you can talk about it, y'all. It's so important you do your own research,
yeah,
so you could be like us.
You don't need anybody else to educate you on the topics, it's always up to you. And if you choose not to educate yourself, then you can't really be mad that you get backlash. I'm sorry,
exactly,
there are consequences,
so that's why I wanted to address the multi-race thing, because I meant multi-gender.
Yes.
So, I would label myself queer. The whole thing. So we could get back to where we were. Okay, so I would label myself as queer, which is my sexuality term, meaning that you are just gay in multiple ways. No matter the race.
No matter the gender. Oh, Lord.
But yeah, so I was just like, okay, queer. I like that. Oh, you know why I chose queer? Because it wasn't too gender specific, like gay for man, lesbian for women. So I was like, okay, queer. I like that. I was like, it doesn't put me in a
little box.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a free spirit. My body is my own temple. I use it daily to get what I want.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to sound more magical than slutty, but that's just what it's going to have to be because I messed that one up. But it sounded good, so fuck it. But
exactly. But I feel like there's really no point in restricting yourself. Like,
exactly.
You live one life. Like, why not live that shit, bitch? Why the fuck are you limiting yourself to this one person, this type of sexuality? Like, that's pointless. Like, live your fucking life. Do what you want to do.
Exactly. I totally agree because I've been a big sponsor for You Only Live Once. Because exactly. A lot of the shit I've been through. Oof. But it's just like, if you're able to just let down all the shyness, I guess, embarrassment, like, if you could just let all that go, then it would be a whole lot better for y'all. Because I rarely get embarrassed. A lot of the issues that I go through, I do make fun of it because it's just...
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Why not? Like, just find the positive things. Side of everything, and then you would be good. I don't know if that was the original statement we were talking about,
but it's all connecting.
In the background, in case y'all were wondering, that is my debut single, Pretty Ricky Volume 2, featuring Air is A.
Period.
Air is They. imagine.
No. I will not be changing my name to that. I refuse. But...
Well, it was a try, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. And the non-binary folks out there, hey!
How you doing?
Yeah, so we're both...
queer people.
Queer, non-binary people.
Non-conforming people. We love that.
Y'all, if you know more about us than this, because is it... non-binary, non-gender conforming, and gender fluid, is that all in the same line of category, or is
like subcategories?
Is non-binary the top one, and then the umbrella terms are gender fluid and gender non-conforming? Because we would like to know. I keep watching a lot of videos, but it's just like I don't know how to really
pinpoint it. I feel like sometimes they're the same thing, but then they're separate things. So.
It's like gender non-conforming would be if we're men. Oh, well, us being men, but not...
But not conforming to, like, society's...
Yeah.
Like, standards and expectations.
So basically being a femme gay.
Basically, literally, is what it is.
So is that... Or is it somebody who sometimes feels a lot of masculine energy and wants to present and act
but
masculine?
But I feel like that could be the gender fluid one, though. So I feel like
that's what I was saying. Because I think that the gender fluid is, like, sometimes you want to... present masculine, sometimes you want to present like Ruby Rose.
Mm-hmm.
She does that. She'll present masculine, present feminine. I know a lot of lesbians do that.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Like, there's no point in sticking
to
one.
So is that what that means?
So I feel like, yeah, gender fluidity, I feel like that might be that. And then gender non-conforming is, I mean, I guess.
That's what I was saying. I think gender non-conforming is whenever... you're a man, but you don't conform to that gender's biases.
Yeah, so, but what could you be both at the same time, or?
I don't know. I think that's why I would just, that's why I want to pin back. I think gender fluid would require, actually, let me take that back. I think gender fluid would be both, because non-binary is neither. So... if we came to that conclusion, that means that there is no umbrella term. They're all just the same answer all across.
That's
true. So if that's the case, then gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
Because sometimes we like to dress feminine, sometimes we like to dress masculine, and assess those features on ourselves, and vice versa with the feminine.
Exactly.
So then maybe that's what we do. I don't know.
I would still stick to gender fluid. I think it makes the most sense.
I like gender fluid. I think that feels...
right.
Gender non-conforming. I don't think it really... it sounds like it would. But I think... well, I mean,
we
don't really know the real definition. So, like, based on the ones that I gave earlier, then I would not consider that.
Mm-hmm.
But gender fluid is just like you're possessing all types of the masculine and feminine traits at the same time. Or sometimes, like with bi people, it's not 50-50. Sometimes it's 20% same sex, 80 of the opposite. So I'm just like, you know, that's what it could be. So that's why I'm thinking, like, what was I thinking?
I don't know.
thing. I was making a good point too, wasn't I?
You were getting somewhere. You really were.
Oh Lord, that's so upsetting. What was I saying? Oh, okay, how, like, bisexual people, it's never 50-50. The numbers are sporadic depending on the person and their attractions to different genders.
Mm-hmm.
But bisexual, that's only two genders that you're attracted to. Pansexual is all genders. So, for a time, I know this is... Okay, next chapter. Okay, but for a while, I thought I was pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, am I? Or can I just be queer and then that falls? Whatever if I present as queer, somebody's gonna be like, what does queer mean to you? I can make up my own thing, mm-hmm. except a gay guy is just somebody who's attracted to guys. I'm like, there's people who are, I mean, there's girls that I think are very attractive, people who are non-binary that are very attractive. So it's just like, you're only putting me in this very specific box, exactly. to help y'all understand something that doesn't even pertain to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, y'all don't have the mental capacity or the motivation or will to actually take the time to step back
and learn about
stuff. Because I feel like everybody is so against going out of the norm.
Yes.
It's just like, what is there to be scared of? I remember growing up, I did not want to be gay. I did not want to, you know, act feminine, play with Barbies and stuff. I was just Bobby.
Oh shit. Same here though, but I was the opposite. I always went to play with Barbies and all that shit.
No, I love playing with that. I just didn't want to because it was just like,
yeah,
you get made fun of.
What these bitches don't think? Like,
exactly. I'm just like, I can't enjoy this because, of course, even at a young age, we're told to suppress those feminine sides, mm-hmm. and qualities, and we get made fun of it. Made fun of it. So I'm just like, y'all just fucking suck.
Y'all do fucking suck.
Especially whenever I was saying that, I was thinking about in the Hispanic community. That's very prominent.
In the Black community. Like, that shit is ridiculous. It is so fucking, like, morbid when you come out to fucking be gay. Like, I still know people who are in their fucking 40s.
Yes.
Who refuse to come out to their families because the Black community just sucks at supporting everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, supporting ourselves within. Let me not say supporting everybody because we
like
say
not
that
everybody
for...
deserves the support.
Mm-hmm, that's true. But yeah, no, like it's just ridiculous. It's like sometimes you need to learn to be there no matter fucking what. Like, these restrictions placed on us so early on. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. So that's why I'm just like, for the longest time, that's why I was suppressing who I was,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't even get to like. I know it sounds so fucking corny, but I didn't get a fun coming out story. It's like everybody, like it's portrayed in movies or how it's, you know, talked about.
Mine was horrible, honestly. Like, that shit was one of the worst experiences in my life.
Why?
And I would never want to go through that shit again. Like, that shit is...
Did you come out to your mom?
No, my mom was just... She actually overheard me and my sister talking about it.
Oh.
Because me and my sister, both my sister's a lesbian too, so... It just was something we talked about on the regular. And my mom was, like, being nosy about it one day. And she just, like, came out all of the fucking blue. She was like, I thought you said that you didn't like men and all this shit. And then it's fucking gross and all that. And it was just a lot. Like, it's not, like, all happy and sunshine. Like, that shit is really a shitty experience for a lot of people.
You're right. You know... I always admired you because in high school, you were, like, out and proud. And I was just like, he sucks. I was like, I want that for myself. Like, I want to experience high school again as the openly, proudly open out.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck am I trying to say?
Gay person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I could have done that. But, like, hearing that story, I'm just like, wow. Like, I would have never known. You know? It's like, you never know.
Exactly. Like, people don't
I fucking sound like Kylie. I'm like, it's the year of knowing. You're just gonna know things. But it sounds so fucking stupid right now. I promise y'all. It's not
Stop.
Me. It must be the weed. Because you're getting it back.
But no, like, yeah, I think people need to really take into consideration that it's not what people, like, think it is for some people. Like, everyone expects Like, they expected to see it, like, as, like, a heterosexual relationship. Like, you don't have any issues with the shit. Your family supports it. Even if you do like men, like, it's not like that for people.
Yeah. Because I came out, actually, like, sophomore year. Or it was the end of sophomore or junior year. I'm pretty sure it was sophomore year of high school. I came out to my mom and sister. And, like, it was just, like, it was the weirdest thing ever. I, like, regretted it. And we, like, didn't talk about it because I didn't want to talk about it because I was still not understanding what was going on. But, like, obviously I knew my attraction. I just didn't understand how to identify the other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, it's weird. It's weird to think back. Like, I was just this quote-unquote straight cisgender man in high school, and I'm over here like, yeah,
very quote-unquote,
I'm queer. Yeah. I am gender fluid. I am living my life. He, she, they, them.
Well,
it's all fun. So
it
I'm just like,
fun.
Wow. Sometimes
you really like look at the growth throughout your life. Like,
right.
That's ridiculous.
I saw on Snapchat 5 years ago a video of me singing to Beyonce Check On It. Very gay. Very homo. Homosexual activity. But it's just like, I was like, while I was lip singing to Beyonce Check On It,
you didn't believe it.
I told people my attraction to men. I just never come out to gay. I was like, yeah, I like men too. So, you know, during that time, I was singing to Beyonce Check On It. Oh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Still trying to present mask as masculine so I could still live in these people's perceptions of who I'm supposed to be. I'm like... And I was just watching that video. I'm like, damn, like, that's so sad. Like, I wish you would have known that... who you are going to be right here in 2021 is who you were meant to always be, and you're just so perfect. I'm some real conceited shit.
No, for real though, that's how you should treat yourself. There's no point in denying yourself the option that being perfect, like,
exactly,
you are who you are.
And I shout out to my friend Josh.
Hey,
my
Josh.
Son.
Hey.
He is a queer trans man. Shout out to him. You know, another fellow member of the community. We love everybody. Fuck all that petty gay shit. But yeah, shout out to him because he's the first person I told about my gender dysmorphia, I guess you could call it that. And then also shout out to Arizé because he was the first person I told. Well, I don't know who I told first, you or Josh, but I told one of y'all that, you know, oh, I think I'm gender fluid. And then you told me the same, and we had a discussion. I was like, period.
Exactly. It's nice having those people in your life that you can actually, like, relate to.
It's like 1 hour of me talking and, like, 5 seconds of you talking. I'm just like...
Which, now, you know, when I am... off that stuff, that shit.
Every time, you just enjoy the show.
I do.
Because I just don't stop talking.
We don't complain, though. We love it.
I'm glad we have this on podcast so we can hear it. Because I've always wanted to know what we were talking about.
We talking about some shit. We really
I'm going to be shocked whenever this comes out. Well, today should be Wednesday, so every Wednesday we're going to be releasing a video.
So we're going to do it today?
Huh?
Are we going to release this one today?
So this one, we're going to release... I'll have it released for Wednesday.
Okay. Cool. Bitch, today is fucking Saturday. Why the fuck did I think today was Wednesday?
I was like, well, you kept asking about today. I was like, motherfucker, it is Sunday.
Ignore that shit. Moving on.
You were taking me out. I was like, why does he keep saying today? I was like, does he think today's Wednesday? Okay, but yeah, it's Sunday, technically. But yeah, this will be coming out on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we will have our podcast available by 12 p.m. Central Time. Are we done with this podcast?
You want to be done with this podcast?
Oh, no. I forgot what we were talking about. It sounded like we were signing off.
This is going to be the end of us, the podcast. Just us talking is fading out.
Right? It's just like, huh? Should we end it that way?
Yeah, let's end this one.
Okay, well.
To the next one.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.